You're listening to Rosie on the House.
I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
Come on around back, Arizona homeowners. It is Rosie on the House. It's 8 o'clock hour. It's the first Saturday of the month, so we go way around back to the back 40 where we talk Arizona agriculture with the Arizona Farm Bureau. It's a $23 billion industry, and it's a newer segment to Rosie on the House. I think this is our third or fourth year, Julie, but we wanted to enhance the outdoor living hour. And the first Saturday of the month, we do it with the Arizona Farm Bureau. The second Saturday of the month, we do it with certified arborist John Eisenhower. The third Saturday of the month, we've got our garden guru and expert Jay Harper. And the fourth Saturday of the month, we have urban farmer Greg Peterson in, covering all the different elements of outdoor living, from small backyard gardens to big agricultural production, which is what we're talking about today. And what we've done to tie this all together is we've tried to bring and cover something that's being harvested or available at your market today. So as homeowners and consumers are out on their daily life, they can connect, you know, what we're eating with the local farmers that work so hard to produce it and grow it, whether it's our meats or our vegetables or today, a commodity in the agriculture that really complements our last segment well. If you're new to the broadcast or you missed the 7 o'clock hour, not all of our radio affiliates carry our newest hour, which is our 7 o'clock hour. We cover interesting Arizona people, places, and things. And we had a guest on talking about places to hike, which is perfect for this time of the year because the weather throughout the entire state is phenomenal, but it's also right in the middle of the holiday season, and we have a reason to burn off a few extra calories. And Kevin has come here to help keep those calories coming.
I guess we can say that, yeah.
How many calories are in a pint of eggnog or a serving?
Oh,
as many as you want to add in there, because it's not just the eggnog, but it's grandpa's cough syrup that adds calories when you mix the two.
Yeah, there's quite a few. I ain't gonna lie about that.
Hey, and we ain't trying to hide that. It's good. Julie, thank you for putting all the details together for this Saturday's broadcast.
Absolutely, and thanks for inviting me again, as always, Romy. It's fun to announce, even though sometimes our dairy farmers right now might not be feeling that, but we actually can cite this last cycle, the USDA reports here in Arizona, that dairy is on top. It usually rotates back and forth between beef, and without having the figures in front of me, though, I think cash receipts alone, that's not counting some of the other residual contributions to the industry, cash receipts alone in dairy, it's well over $700 million, getting close to that billion-dollar mark. And there are some years that beef beats them out. So the two top commodities typically here in Arizona agriculture are always dairy and beef. And that's why we have Kevin Dansizen from Dansizen Dairy, because golly gee whiz, if you haven't discovered this great milk yet, you're in trouble. And because eggnog is what we're celebrating.
And
we're sampling it. The peppermint is what's going around.
And if you caught our May's broadcast when it was National Dairy Month and we had Kevin in, you heard the great story about the Dansizen Dairy and all the great things they do locally for our community. So we won't spend a lot of time recapping that because we got a lot to talk about eggnog here.
Yeah, eggnog's one of our you know, Christmas favorites. We've actually sold as much eggnog this year as we did all of last Christmas season. So it's starting to become a city favorite.
We're 2 or 3 weeks into the eggnog selling season, and you've done more than you did all of last year.
That's right. Yeah. And part of that is because we got some new flavors out there. This is the first year that we've done a pumpkin spice, and we also did a peppermint, and those are starting to take off a little bit.
The peppermint is what I have fallen in love with. Oh, my gosh.
You're nipping a little bit of it right now. It's got to be cold.
And that's with no whiskey added to it.
It's still early.
It's still early on a Saturday morning.
You know, the one thing about the peppermint was, you know, our regular eggnog, sometimes with eggnog you have kind of a not very clean finish, but we made sure that we had a clean finish. But the peppermint even makes it a little bit cleaner, and it's just a real good product. When our people came to me and said, hey, we should try a peppermint, I was kind of on the edge about it.
Really?
But when we put it all together, I think it's one of our best products.
So, like, not that you have to expose your trade secrets, but you say clean finish. What is it like when all of you guys are around tasting some of these new flavors you're introducing?
Well, the peppermint actually did not take us too long because it's just peppermint. Like, you're not going to do too much. The pumpkin spice one actually took us quite a while. When you start getting different flavors in, you can't believe how many different pumpkin flavors and pumpkin spice flavors there are. And then we just, you know, we narrowed down to 10. And then we narrowed it down to 5, and then we narrowed it down to 2, and we kind of took an office vote. I mean, it was not too scientific.
So are there group taste testers, and who are your favorite taste testers? Are those family members? Or are there...
All family members and a lot of our staff and the creamery, the people in the creamery. But we have one guy named Sean, and he's kind of the golden palate, we call him. He's a millennial, and so he's got the golden palate. So his vote is worth 2.
I love it.
And I'm sure me, just like a lot of other listeners out there, if you needed a volunteer consumer panel, I'm happy to volunteer my time.
I am too.
I'll do it too. If you
for
like.
Sure. Yeah, just... Anytime. I'll make sure to put you on the list.
All right. So describe the bottle first, because that's the most distinguishing thing about y'all's brand. If a consumer's never heard of it or never seen it, you're walking through the store, you got plastic, 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 and then you've got, bam.
Glass. Yeah, that's what differentiates us. That's what we saw here about 5 years ago is when we started developing these products. There's no recyclable milk jug in the store. And so that's kind of what makes it all different. Everything tastes better in glass. Doesn't matter what it is. That's what we figured. And so we started, you know, talking to stores about how this recycle program will work, because these bottles are refillable. So when you bring it back to the store, you get your deposit back. When we bring it back to the farm, we wash and sanitize and refill the bottle. That makes the packaging sustainable, and people like that part of it. But really, the best part is that it just makes things taste better, including milk.
Including milk. And you know what else? Including water. When you joined us in May, you had left us with a couple samples, and I took them home. And up until that point, we'd always just filled up a plastic jug of water and kept it in the refrigerator, so there was always cold water. Well, there's members of my family, my kids, that won't have their icy cold water if it's not poured out of the Danheisen glass milk leftover from that May broadcast, because it makes it, it may be the same cold temperature, but there's something about the glass that just makes it taste better.
Yeah, I mean, it does. Like I said, everything tastes better in glass, and you can really taste it in water. If you leave a water bottle, plastic water bottle in your car, and it gets a little bit heated up, it tastes different in 5 minutes, you know, and glass, it doesn't have that. And I always say this, too, like, you know, the milk, if you leave a little bit of milk on the bottom of a plastic jug, my family, nobody ever drinks that. But in the glass bottle, that little bit, it still tastes the same as the top part did. And that's, it just shows you that that glass doesn't change the flavor at all.
And if you're buying Danheisen products for the first time, you can't tell on the front what it is. You've got to know by the color cap, or looking at the very middle, about what the specific product is. And you warned me about this because you said, now, that one's half and half. That's not milk, which I was just about to open and take a swig of. You read the top. So if it's got the brand, the Danheisen dairy name on the top, and right in the middle, peppermint eggnog on a quart. So make sure you look at the label for what you're reading. And we've got three eggnog products, the traditional eggnog, the peppermint, and the pumpkin spice.
Yes, and those are the only products that we actually do have a tag on. So the tag does, because we noticed last year that a lot of people didn't know that this was eggnog. They thought it was milk, and even though it would be next to all the other eggnog products, they didn't. It was because of that issue, they didn't know to look on the top, so we put the tags. So we're looking to put tags on more of the products, so you'll know what it is.
But even in your process, talk a little bit about that, some of the equipment that you use.
Yeah. So when we first looked at doing this, the glass bottles are obviously old time, you know, brings people back when their milk was delivered. But not only that, if they go to our creamery, we call it, it's all equipment from the 30s, 40s, and 50s that we found from all over the country. I mean, I think there's 8 different states represented in the creamery, and we refurbished it. The biggest piece of machinery that was hard to find was the glass bottle washer. They just don't make those anymore. And so we found the bottle washer is actually in the back of a dairy in Pennsylvania. It was all full of rust and weeds, and we took it all apart, cleaned it all up, and put it back together, hauled it into Arizona in the spot that it's in now, and hopefully it'll be there for generations to come, just cleaning bottles over and over again.
You might mention it, but I think it's on your website how people can recycle the bottles once they've used your product.
Yeah, I mentioned it a little bit early, but you bring it back to the store, and the store, every store has the capability of taking, giving the deposit back at the cashier. So you can only have to go to customer service or anything. They have the ability to just give you that deposit right there at the cashier, so you don't, it doesn't take
the person
anymore.
That checks you out.
Yeah, yeah.
Great.
So, and every store that carries our milk, they have the ability to do that.
And which stores are those? I don't know of any that don't yet.
Yeah, no, I mean, pretty much every grocery store in Arizona has our products, and even a few Walmarts. The Walmarts are the only stores that don't all carry our products, but if you talk about the Fry's and the Albertsons and the Safeway, Bash's, and AJ's and Sprouts and Whole Foods, I mean, they all carry our products. And we started almost exactly 4 years ago with zero stores, and today we're about 350. So it's been a wild ride, but we can't be more thankful.
So we don't want to again force you to give away any trade secrets, but can you even at least give us some hints of some of the other flavors you might be working on? Because I know you're always experimenting. Right?
Well, I don't if you remember last time. Rosie was on me about buttermilk, so we've been kind of exploring that deal. Whole buttermilk. I mean, we have
that
to have the whole.
So
it's got to
awesome.
Be the real thing. We're looking at some coffee creamers.
Okay.
We're looking at doing some possible ice cream, and we do actually do a soft serve ice cream that we do milkshakes at Chase Field when the D-backs and the Cardinals games and stuff like that.
Joined with Julie Murphy of the Arizona Farm Bureau and Kevin Dansizen of the Dansizen Dairy here in the Outdoor Living Hour of Rosie on the House, first Saturday of the month, and we always try and tie in a agricultural commodity product that matches in with whatever consumers can find on the shelf in real time. And we've got the Prescott Parade followed by the Courthouse Lighting today, kicking off Christmas on Arizona's Christmas weekend. What better product to talk about than eggnog? And what better than bringing in someone locally who makes it? We'll talk about the contents. What is the nog and egg? It's a milk-based product. Where's the milk? We'll talk about the ingredients of eggnog here right after this.